You're listening to Thoughts from the Ledge, the official podcast of Gray Ledge Advisors with Scott Albracio and Ted Riegel.
This is Scott Albracio with Thoughts from the Ledge podcast, and today our guest is going to be Ted Riegel. Ted, how are you today?
Scott, doing fine. Thanks
great.
A lot.
Ted's one of the advisors here at Gray Ledge, and we've invited him in to talk to us about investing in 2023 and some of the opportunities that we see out in the marketplace, given what's going on with the Fed and the economy and things like that, Ted. So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing out there and how to invest if you're looking for less risk out in the market.
As you know, and many people know, for the last 10 years or so, the opportunities for conservative investors has been practically nil. You know, people that had CDs at the bank, weren't really comfortable investing in the stock market, were earning practically nothing on their money. Even though 2022 was a rough year for investors, it was actually quite a good year for conservative people, retired people that don't want to take on risk, because interest rates finally started to increase for the first time in a decade, and they could start to earn a decent return on CDs or treasuries or something that they were comfortable investing in that matched their risk profile. So it was really a breath of fresh air in many ways for conservative investors in this past year.
Given the rise in interest rates and in those types of vehicles, what was the trigger that kicked that off?
The inflation that we've experienced starting last year, which was really a result of all the extra money that the government put into the economy to try to help people get through the COVID crisis, increased demand because people had extra cash on hands, and it's led to inflation.
Right.
And so the government's tool to combat inflation and try to bring it back down, the government's mandate is to try to have inflation in the 2% range. Mm-hmm. And we were experiencing 9% inflation at the peak last year, is to raise interest rates.
Right.
And so what the government does is they raise what's called the Fed rate, which is the main rate that large banks charge each other on overnight loans. As they've raised rates last year seven times to go from practically 0 to 4.5%, many CDs and treasuries investments for conservative investors followed that hike. And so, you know, CDs from some banks and U.S. treasuries rose, earning practically nothing. Up to now, a one-year CD, you can earn 4.5%, which is terrific.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's what we would consider short-term money.
Yeah.
We hear all the things about the yield curve and how the longer you go out there, the lower the rates are. So we're looking, these CDs or short-term treasuries are 1 to 3 years?
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, even out to 5 years right now, you can get 4.5%. You know, we're finding most people are buying 1 or 2 year CDs in the 4.5, 4.6% range. And then they're sort of going to see how the market is when they mature a year from now.
Right.
But it's been great. The yield curve's really quite flat between 2 years and 5 years. So people want to do a ladder. I mean, buy some, put some of their money in a one-year CD, some in a two-year CD, some in a three-year CD, some in a four-year CD. It protects against changes in interest rates along the way.
Along the way, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good way to approach it.
Is the compression between the 1, 2, and 3 years that tight? I mean, is there a big enough spread where I would think the shorter you are on the yield curve, or in the terms of duration, the higher the yield is going to be at this point. Is that a true statement?
It's pretty flat.
I mean, flat.
Right now, you can look at a three-month CD is paying 4.3% and a five-year CD is paying 4.5%. So, you know, some people are wanting to keep their money short because they think interest rates are going to keep rising. And so they want their CDs to mature and then they'll take advantage of the higher rates. Other people think that the Fed raising rates is going to lead to a recession and they're going to have to reverse course and bring the rates back down pretty quickly. And so they'd rather lock up their money for a long period of time at the higher rates.
So if you can get a 5% CD or treasury paying 5%
for the next 5 years, that's terrific.
If a recession was to happen and interest rates started going down to 2%, you'd still have 5%.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're in the money, you're ahead of the game at that point
that's
in time.
Right.
That's great. How do you see these investments just straight out blending into a portfolio? Now, we've been talking about individual investments, just taking money and putting it into a CD. How do you blend this into an overall investment portfolio for somebody?
So what we've been doing is, for a typical retired person, for example, they might have a portion of their portfolio in fixed income, which includes CDs and treasuries. And historically, we may have bought an exchange-traded fund or a mutual fund that was bond-oriented. But right now, those definitely can fluctuate as interest rates change. So what we're doing with that portion of clients' portfolios in some cases is just locking them into an individual treasury or an individual CD and removing the fluctuation from the equation. And then you know what that part of your portfolio is going to actually return over the next year. And so that's one advantage. One thing I wanted to point out is that to take advantage of these higher rates, it's interesting, it's some banks aren't following suit. So many customers may find that their savings account or their current CDs, wherever their institution is, aren't offering these rates in the 4% range. And so for those types of folks, they can open up a brokerage account at an institution like Fidelity or where their IRA and other investment accounts that they might have might be, or a Vanguard or a Schwab. You set up a brokerage account and these large institutions offer CDs from banks all over the country. So you get a much broader range. The choice is just your local bank that might still be at paying 2% or 1% or a savings account paying less than that.
How would an individual investor like that sort through everything that's out there?
Yeah, so that's really where we come in and help. You know, they can give us a call, talk to us, and we would help them to set up a brokerage account. Quite easy to do. And then through the brokerage account, transfer money from the bank. You know, then you can invest in, you know, money market accounts that are, you know, very stable, that are earning between 3% and 4%, and you've got total liquidity. You, you know, if you need your money in a month or two, you can access it.
Right.
Or start looking at, you know, what the CDs that are offered through a Fidelity type institution.
And the advisor brings the direction through all of the variables that are out there. That's the value you bring.
And show what the different choices and options are. You know, if you just want to leave it in a money market, here's what the type of rate would be and what the benefits might be. Or if you want to look at, some people are trying to decide, is this treasuries better for me or CDs? And we can kind of guide them through that process of what, you know, the similarities and differences are and that kind of thing.
Great. So any closing thoughts that you want to share with our listeners prior to ending session here?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I just think that if you do have significant amounts of money that is just sitting in a bank that's not earning anything, it really would be to your benefit to explore, you know, what you could get through a brokerage account by talking to us and putting your money to better work while really not taking on any additional risk.
And I think that's the ultimate thing, is there's a lot of people that are risk averse out there at this point in time, and they're looking for that risk-free rate of return, protect their preservation of capital and get something out of it.
There's so many people I still talk to that still have their funds sitting in a bank, money market, or savings account, or CD. It's a shame that they're not earning anything.
Right. Yeah. And there's better alternatives out there, given what's been going on in the economy. So curses to the Fed on one hand, and, you know, praises on the other, because what they've done for the short-term fixed income
rates. Conservative investors or retired people looking for a fixed rate of return.
Ted, thank you very much for joining us on Thoughts from the Ledge. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott.
You've been listening to Gray Ledge Advisors Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. To learn more, please contact your Gray Ledge advisor or visit us at grayledge.com.